Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Hey, guys. Doing well. And Sean, you and RJ, and good to be on with you.
Jerry, were you a Tom Petty fan?
Really, yes. I would, aside from his obvious songs, I'd have to be reminded about all of his songs. So I'm kind of a casual fan.
Okay. Your assessment of what happened in that second half and that game overall against the Rams on Sunday. How'd you see it, Jerry?
Well, I can only say that I really thought we were really the dominant team there. And so I think that we kind of didn't finish, if you will. We've got to just realize that these teams nowadays in the NFL, they're so capable of beating you on any day. And I think we kind of got a little full of ourselves. I don't know about that, but as we left the first half and then certainly when we entered the second half, just weren't as edgy as we might have been. Certainly, I thought the fumble punt really took the edge off. Change the momentum if you want, and that was unfortunate because we had a chance to put him away right there.
Jerry, do you think Dak is getting on the move enough, running enough around and throwing from outside the pocket? Do you think he's doing enough of that?
Well, you know, one of the things that I want to keep an eye on is frankly, how much is enough, how much is too much. I want to monitor how physically how he's handling things, which is, I will say, that's a big plus right now. Certainly, I want him to be able to feel like physically that he can take that ball and make a play the way he did the other day. His runs were for the most part, very incremental to the good things we were doing. And then, of course, we know he can really do a good job of seeing the field when he's on the run. So I look at it more from how he's handling the tackling or the physical beating that goes with being a mobile quarterback, which it does have. And having said that, I think we're doing fine with him. I like the amount he's doing. Don't know that I want to see him do a lot more. And what he is doing is enough to give us the threat that we want to have against the defense.
Jerry Jones joining us here on 105 through the Fan. How do you assess where Dak's accuracy as a quarterback is now compared to when he came out of college?
Well, I think he's very adequate as to his accuracy. I think, candidly, what I like the most is he picks how he chooses which option he's got, which receiver. I think that's good stuff, and I think he's very capable of getting it within the sphere of that you have of a receiver being able to catch it. I think he's in good shape.
Jerry Jones brought to you by Ford and Bank of America here on 105.3 The Fan. You know, we're all expert play callers, and a lot of fans and losses say, oh, well, they didn't give it to Zeke enough. Where's the running game in the second half? Why are they getting so pass happy? How did you feel about the rushing attempts, Jerry, in the third and fourth quarters?
Well, I knew that they had changed how they were playing us to Wade's credit. Wade Phillips, their coordinator, and they were giving us different looks, and I thought when they gave us those different looks that it made them vulnerable, if you will, more to passing. They've got an outstanding front. Those down linemen they have are some of the very best, and they've got a handful of them. And they've been drafting high over the last few years. So they're a very talented young team. And we gave them the life. And part of that was the fact that they held us in, early in the second half. And I think really let them get in the game stronger and created a half-two situation. I was disappointed in our two-minute drive. I think we have to think it's going to happen. Dak is good at getting us to think that way, and we've got to think success to be successful in the 2 minutes.
Jerry, does it worry you that the defense, albeit, look, the Rams have been explosive this year, does it worry you that the defense looked like that with just the absence of Sean Lee out there?
Well, I know what Sean Lee means. I also think we ask a lot of Jalen Smith. Durant, we've got a lot of confidence in. He's a very talented linebacker. What the good news is that we've got a chance to have both back right now, this week. We're going to see them, see how they do in practice. It could be early, and we got the bye week coming up, so that may be a decision to make there. But candidly, I like the help we've got on the way. We're going to get a Woozy in. You're going to see even more of number 27, Lewis. Mm-hmm. So I like what he's doing. You're going to see a lot of what 25 is about in the future. Then I look, we get Irvin back, and we're just now getting Moore back in and on his feet. So I think our defense has got some personnel coming. So I see, you could be critical the other day. You could be critical individually. You could be critical as a unit. But we're progressing. Let's put it like that.
Do you see Hitchens taking place over Jalen in the starting lineup?
Well, I don't know about that, but I see them both playing a lot. There were a lot of plays for Jalen, mainly from conditioning. And plus, he is a rookie, and so he's playing outstanding for this rookie. But still, rookies do find themselves out of position a lot, and opposing offenses know this. And so we've got to maybe have a group out there that can give him maybe fewer plays, although and that would be the result if we got Hitchens and we get Lee back. And that would be the result, but the quality of his plays would go up.
Jerry Jones here on 105.3 The Fan. Jerry, are you at all surprised or a little bit disappointed at being 2-2?
Well, I really had hoped with Zeke that we could come out of there. I must say that the Rams game was a real disappointment for us here at home. And it didn't surprise me that Denver, when I look back on it, had the showing they had, and we got beat there. I'm real proud of those wins we had against the Cardinals and proud of that win we had against the Giants early. When I looked at it starting off, I had would have hoped that we would, let's say, at least have another win. But, guys, this thing is, as you saw last night from that Washington game, that at Kansas City, we've got to play both those teams, Redskins twice. We've really got some work ahead of us, got some games. But let me say this. I really feel that we'll be better this week. I think we'll continue to grow if we don't have a key injury or two.
Jerry, last thing on that game, the Frederick hold that he had right before the two-point conversion. What'd you think of that call? And then what'd you think of the call of going for two after that?
You don't see you see him a little less sensitive on those conversion calls. It was disastrous for us. Changed the whole way we would have handled the ensuing part of the game. And so that was a critical play, critical call. But candidly, we shouldn't have had it down that way after playing as well as we played the first half.
Jerry Jones joins us every Tuesday on Sean and RJ on the Home of America's Team. We asked Jason this yesterday about the identity of these Cowboys. Are you guys still searching for it, or do you think you have it at this point after it seemed so clear last year? What do you think your guys' identity is or should be, Jerry?
Well, you know, how much of that is hindsight when we look back at a year? look at the identity. I think we were kind of rolling with the tide, a punch of success this time last year. When we start thinking about how do we feel about this team? But what I think about this team right now is that we are evolving, and I think we've got time to continue to do that. We've got some still work to do offensively on how we stack up. These defenses are playing us differently. So all of that is ahead of us. This was as disappointing as this loss was. It was a real learning loss. It did not, in my way, this loss set us back in anything about the fundamentals of the team. What it did was get us take a step back relative to just the standings. And it was an important win or loss for us, and we're going to have to make it up, and it'll be a factor for us as we get on down the road here. But other than that, we came out of it healthy. We got serious help on the way this week, especially on defense. So I feel good about our team now.
When you hear Green Bay Packers, do you first think about their legendary history or some of the recent games in the playoffs that haven't gone so well?
Well, I think about, frankly, the Packer aura is alive and well in my mind. I remember how well we played and beating them at Green Bay last year. Mm-hmm. And certainly I remember how hard that loss was when we had on field all the way through out at AT&T State. All of that comes to mind. I noticed where Brett Favre was saying positive things about the franchise. The whole show comes to my mind. I'll never forget, we were in Mobile. He was getting ready to go through the draft. He was fresh out of Mississippi State. And I got on the elevator with him. And we had a real good visit. And he was bright-eyed, ready to go. And, of course, we had drafted Aikman, so we both knew that we wouldn't be that high looking at a quarterback. But I think of that. I think of Brett Favre in our time there against the Green Bay Packers.
Jerry Jones right here on 105.3 The Fan. Jerry, before we let you go, a little fun. With the state fair taking place, when's the last time you've been, or what's your favorite game or food with that event?
You know, it's been years since I went to the state fair. When I first got to Dallas back in 89, 90, and 91, I was a frequent state fair attendee because I just love them. And it's about the whole picture. I like the rides, and always have. And we had a great state fair in where I grew up in Central Arkansas. My dad used to take a little pony. One of my great stories of life. We had this little Shetland pony, and he was going to give it away as a promotion for the store. And I was about 14, and I rode that Shetland pony in a several-mile parade across the river in that area from Northern Rock to Little Rock. And my feet were hanging down, and I held up this sign about come shop at Pat's Supermarket. And I rode in that parade. When we got to the parade's ending, the pony wouldn't move. It just flat wouldn't move. It was so stubborn, it was just worn out, and it wasn't going to move. We took out the back seat of our car. It happened to be a convertible. We took out the back seat and pushed that pony up and stood him up in the back seat and drove home. So you can picture it. The pony standing in the back seat of that convertible. It was a small pony. I'm telling you, we stopped traffic. That's the way we should have done the parade, is ride the pony in the parade with it standing in the back seat. But it was a great time, and I don't know that I ever had a good, fun time talking about fairs with my mother, especially, who supervised that job, but reminding us of that story.
Now, what's the game that you I think Ms. Jean was telling a story for the Hall of Fame that you were trying to win something for, but you failed, so you just went and bought the toy. What was the game? Can you remember?
I played a lot of baseball, and I thought I could throw a baseball. And it wasn't a basketball shot. It was a knock the stuff down with the baseball. And, man, I couldn't hit I was so embarrassed. I was so embarrassed that I couldn't win one. I was with a bunch of guys that could also throw. They were scholarship football players. And so I was embarrassed. And, by the way, I was short on my funds, but I still didn't want to come out of there with my head hanging down and didn't have one of those bears. So I got in behind and got in behind the plug of different games and found a guy that was in charge of it, and I had to buy one of those damn bears to come out of there with a little smile.
Well, it ended up working. Jerry, thank you for the stories and the time. Good luck this week, and we'll see you on Sunday.
You bet, guys. Talk to you later.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.